Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, in terms of action items during the actual meeting itself, a bit of a smaller number, but certainly a significant project that we've been following for some time. And that's now phase two of the Pella Sports Park project. A bit of a delay in the contract, but all in all, council ready to move forward on it. And really that next expansion of what has been a big addition for our city.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night we did hold a public hearing on phase two of the Pella Sports Park. And to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the Pella Sports Park, as most community members are aware, it's roughly about a 105-acre sports park. Phase one included five youth and youth baseball and softball fields. There's also a large multi-purpose area that's used for activities such as soccer, flag football, and other various recreational activities. Now, when we look at the whole cost of phase one of the project, it's roughly about an $8.5 million project, Andrew. And I'd like to, from my perspective, I think it's certainly a unique project. When you look at the financing for the project, it's a good example of a public-private partnership, a very successful one. When we look at that $8.5 million cost, roughly 43% of the Pella Sports Park was funded with public funds, with it, the rest of it being raised privately on it. And it was a very successful project, and it's certainly an amenity for our community. Now, what phase two involves is the addition of two youth baseball and softball fields at the complex. In addition, what's also being proposed is a large walking trail, roughly 3,700 linear feet of a walking trail within the complex itself. Now, as far as the overall estimated cost of the Pella Sports Park, it's a very similar approach to both the and what was taken with phase one of the project. We entered into an agreement with Fields of the Future to fund phase two of the sports park. The total budget for phase two of the park was roughly $860,000, and our agreement called for each party to be responsible for about a half of the charges, which is, and the city's share of the funding limits were set at $430,000. Now, as far as the bids for the project, what we considered last night, we received three bids on the project. The lowest bidder for the project, the construction portion, was roughly at $868,000. When we add in the engineering cost for the project, it brings us to a total estimated cost for phase two of the project of roughly $972,000, Andrew. So we're approximately $112,000 over budget. And what council did, rather than take action last night on the bids, what we simply did is we tabled it, or we continued it until our October 16th meeting. And what we're hoping to do between now and October 16th is work out the financing plans for phase two of the Pella Sports Park with Fields of Our Future and address the $112,000 cost overrun that we have right now for the project and come up with a strategy for it as well. So for the listeners that are interested in phase two of the Pella Sports Park, this will be considered by the Pella City Council on October 16th. So there's more to come on this matter.
And now policy and planning is where there was a lot of discussion, and the real focus was zoning requests that really came from either the city council, the mayor, city staff, and other entities. Oftentimes you get requests from citizens, but there was a lot of consideration this time from elected officials and city staff. So what were some of the key items that were discussed, and what are some of those that we may start seeing at future council meetings as official action?
Yeah, Andrew, and as you said, there was a significant discussion during policy and planning or our work session after the regularly scheduled meeting was concluded last night, and it centered on a variety of zoning items. And the best way to describe it, whenever you have a zoning, in particular in developing communities such as Pella, there's always zoning issues that come up and potential zoning concerns, I would say, as well. And what we had is last night, the intention of the discussion was to discuss issues that we've received or questions that we've received from elected officials. This could be also board members such as planning and zoning commission members, as well as city staff on it. So we kind of had a group of items that we were discussing last night. But the portion of the items that were really discussed last night focused on the Central Business District. And some of the items that were discussed by council on it were items such as strategies for really recruiting additional retail in our central business district. We also looked at strategies for determining or plan to determine what is the appropriate mix for retail and non-retail uses in the central business district. And there is also a discussion on incidental uses being allowed in the central business district, where maybe the primary use is something that is allowed by right in the central business district, but there may be incidental uses that support the primary uses that are not necessarily allowed, and taking a look at potential amendments to the zoning code overall, I would say, Andrew, from my standpoint, it was a very healthy discussion last night, and there'll be more work sessions on the matter as well. But often it's very important for your listeners to understand anytime the zoning changes occur, typically what happens is they start off on these work sessions. And there's just a general discussion on the merits of this, the pros and cons of potential zoning changes. And what often happens from the council standpoint is those work sessions, if there's merit to it and an additional follow-up, they're either typically assigned to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration and review, or the city hires outside consultants or a combination of consultant staff and planning and zoning members. And so that's really where we're at with a few of these items is, A, there will be more to come on these items, but oftentimes how zoning amendments start is in these work sessions with council. And so, as you stated, it was a very healthy discussion last night.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.